Thank you, Sister Beavers. That is such a beautiful song and so true. God is faithful. He'll always be faithful. And though all the rest of us fail, He'll still be faithful. And great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Desire and interest in your prayers as I try to speak to you for a little while. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Bandy. Maybe somebody else needs to testify. Now, we emphasize following the leadership of the Holy Spirit when the Lord speaks to our hearts. Well, we want to respond to Him, you know, and want everyone to always feel free. Yes. Wonderful. All right. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Collins. All right, anyone else? Well, I'm going to invite your attention to the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, and I'll read the first 10 verses for a lesson today. If you have your Bible, please join me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Now that's my lesson for today. And I pray God will bless the reading of his word, that it'll be for our good and for his honor and glory. I want to use as my thought, and I will try not to preach too long, but I want to use as my thought the times and the seasons. The times and the seasons. I believe that the times and the seasons are a part of God's perfect plan. God, He created the world. We all know that. He created everything in it. And He had a plan. We read in the book of the Psalms that God laid the foundation of the world. Now that don't mean that He poured the concrete that the world rests upon. No such thing exists. The Bible tells us that God made the world out of nothing, and He stretched out the north over the empty place. Now, I might not have quoted that exactly right, but that's in the book of Job, chapter 26. I don't remember the verse. But anyway, God, He created the world, and He placed it in space along with all of the other planets and the constellations. And we read in the Bible, in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, where the Bible tells us that God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And so it was. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and rule over the night and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. I said, I believe that's a part of God's perfect plan. The times and the seasons. I think that when we talk about the times, I think that that can cover everything from the creation of the world until the coming of the Lord Jesus. There are times and there are seasons. And this says that that this is God's plan. God planned this. The sun, it rules the day. And the moon rules the night. and they govern the seasons of the year. You know, there are four seasons that we recognize. There's spring, summer, fall, and winter, you know. And the Bible tells us that as long as the earth remains, that seed time and harvest, summer and winter, heat and cold shall not fail. It's not going to change. It never has changed. It never will change. The Bible says that when God did all of this, in the 19th chapter of the book of Psalms, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth His handiwork. He said, day unto day utter a speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. And there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Do you know the sun and the moon, they rule. The sun the day, the moon the night. Everywhere in the world they speak. And they speak a language that the entire population of the universe understands. That there is day and night, and people see the glory of God, you know. And all of this speaks, that's the point that I wanted to make. The creation of God speaks. It has something to say. The creation of God says that there is a God. And the creation of God says, you know, that it is beautiful. The way God created it. In fact, the Bible says that God hath made everything beautiful in His time. Or in its time. And so God made it all perfect. This is a part of God's perfect plan. So the seasons, they rule the day. They rule the night. The Bible tells us not only are there four seasons of the year, but we also find that there are 365 days of the year. You know, and the sun and the moon and the stars, one of these days they're going to all fall from heaven. They're still going to be speaking on the last day of time. The Bible says that the time will come when the stars will fall from heaven and the sun will be turned to black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon shall be turned into blood. God's creation and the times and the seasons, they speak, and we would do well to hear of the voice of God's creation. And they tell us, you know, that the time is not going to last forever, there are some preparations that need to be made in order to survive this world. Now, heavens declare the glory of God, the Bible said. And Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10 gives us a statement concerning this that I want to share with you also. In Hebrews chapter 1, it tells us, verse 10, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax dim, wax old as doeth a garment." So the Lord made the heavens and the earth. We know that. And He determined, you know, He determined how the universe would operate. When it says that God made the heavens and the earth, I think it means that he determined how they'd operate, you know. The sun was set on a course, and that has not deviated one little bit from the time it was created. It will continue to perform because God fixed it that way. And the Bible goes on and it tells us many things, but for sake of time, I'm not going to go into every detail that I thought that I would. But I want you to think about this. In this fifth chapter of the book of Thessalonians, it starts out again by talking about the times and the seasons. The times and the seasons. And he says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Now, he was writing to people who were believers. They were born again children of God. They had experienced the power of God in their lives. They had been born from above. And they had an internal witness that they were the children of God. Everybody that's saved has that witness in himself. The Bible said, he that believeth on the Son hath the witness. He knows it, you see. And so we can sing that song, I know I'm saved, can't we? I know I'm saved. I can feel the Holy Spirit in my heart, you know. He says, brethren, now these are our brothers and sisters in the Lord that he's talking to. They were not brothers and sisters in the flesh. They did not all have the same earthly mother or the same earthly father. But they all did have the same heavenly Father. And they're brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, now I don't need to write to you about the times and the seasons. He said, for ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now the times that he's writing about now, here is about the time before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says when Jesus comes, he's going to descend from heaven. He is going to raise the dead. And he is going to judge the world in righteousness. The times and the seasons. The time, has reference to the period of years. But the seasons has reference to the opportunities that God has provided for us. Even as in the creation of the seasons were seed time and harvest, summer and winter, heat and cold, you see. Opportunities for us to sow while it is day. Opportunity to reap the harvest that we have sown. There are many opportunities that God has provided for us in the times and the seasons that he has provided. And one of the great opportunities that God has provided is the opportunity for people to hear the gospel and to turn from their wicked ways and to turn to the Lord Jesus and to ask for forgiveness of their sins and to be born from above. And to have the knowledge of that in their hearts. Now, I want to look at this just for a moment, and I'll not take long, but I wanted you to know this. Paul said, you know perfectly well. You know perfectly, he said. That is, you have been given the correct information so that you know, you have knowledge of the truth concerning these things. We're not just guessing about this. I tell you, the Word of God is truth. The Word of God is both, it is sure. It will stand forever. When the world's on fire, the Word of God will still stand. And so he said, you know perfectly. You have perfect knowledge concerning the coming of the Lord. Those of us who are saved, we know Jesus is coming, don't we? He promised he would. He said, if I go away, I'll come again. And he is coming. And we notice also that he said, concerning the coming of the Lord. He was emphatic about that. Now, we don't know what day is coming because he did not choose to reveal that to us. But he said, I am coming, and he is coming. And he said, you have that knowledge so that day will not come upon you as a thief in the night. Now, I want to just take just a minute and talk about the information that God has given to us so we'll have the perfect knowledge concerning it. He said, as I said, he didn't say what day he's coming. Jesus said, no man knows the day nor the hour. God didn't choose to reveal that to us, but he did choose to reveal that he's coming. Another thing he chose to reveal about that was that he'll come as a thief in the night. Now, that simply means that it'll be unexpected. You know, a thief, if he's going to break into your house, he don't call you on the phone and say, I'm going to break into your house in an hour. You know, no, he don't want you to know anything about it. He keeps it a secret. And so at a time when you're not expecting it, the thief will break in. Well, that's the way it'll be when the Lord's coming, at a time when people are not expecting it. You know, the Bible even talks about this also. You know, when people shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them, as a woman in travail with child, you know. The doctor, you say, doctor, you know, now, when's my baby going to be born? Well, you know, I can't pinpoint the day, you know. It'd probably be in September, you know, if it don't come early, you know, or if it don't come late, you know. He can't pinpoint when the time will be. And so it is with the coming of the Lord. You can't pinpoint the time. The important thing is to be ready, you know, to be ready. And so that's the emphasis that Paul is putting on this passage of Scripture here. He said, I don't have to write to you about the times and the seasons because you know perfectly well. You have been given information so that you will have knowledge concerning the Lord Jesus and his coming. But he said here, when ye brethren, you're not in darkness. What has given us light on this subject? Well, it's the Word of God, isn't it? We're not in darkness concerning these things because the Lord has enlightened us in his Word concerning these things. And he said, we're children of light and we're not children of darkness. And he goes on down, and he says here, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. Now, those of us who are saved, you know, we're not going to experience the wrath of God. We have been delivered from the wrath that is to come. Now, one of these days, God will. He will pour out his wrath upon this world. You know, the world today, it's in a sad shape, folks. I'm just being honest with you. It's in a sad shape. It seems like that it's been turned upside down. You know, people don't pay attention to what the Bible says, the Word of God, you know. They have been brainwashed and they've been taught, you know, that God does not exist, that the world was not created, the seasons were not created, you know. None of this had God, there was not a supernatural power that had anything to do with all of this. But folks, I'm telling you, there is a supernatural power. His name is Jehovah. He is God Almighty. He has all power in heaven and in earth. And He can speak the world into existence. And He can set it on a course, my friend. And it will remain on that course until He says it's time for it to end. And when He says time shall be no more, there will be no more time. There will be no more time. God had not appointed those of us who are saved to wrath. But listen, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, but He went on then and He said, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Even as you do. Talk about these things. Talk about what God's done for us and what He had, the opportunities that He's given us. We need to take advantage of all the opportunities that He has given to us. And listen, the ungodly, He said, the ungodly are not so. The ungodly, who does that have reference to? Well, it has reference to those who haven't been born again. It's talking about those who have not been saved. It's having reference to those that do not have the knowledge, the perfect knowledge concerning these things in their hearts. And He says the ungodly are not so. That's what the Bible says in the book of Psalms and other places as well. They are not full of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can be filled with the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. So He said that day is coming, the day when the earth is going to be destroyed. You know, we read in the book of Peter, 3rd chapter of 2nd Peter. About the day of the Lord. It's coming in as a thief in the night, in the which the elements will be on fire. The world will be on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, and the works and everything therein will be burned up. Will be burned up. And He said, seeing that these things shall come to pass, what manner of person ought you to be? And He also said this. He said, now God is not slack concerning His promises. If God promised it, it's coming to pass. It's going to take place. It's going to happen. He said this. He's not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness. But He's long-suffering to usward. And He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, He is long-suffering. He's merciful. And He gives us warning, you know. Even though we don't know the exact moment this will happen, we know that it will. And He has said, prepare to meet your God. You know, one of the prophets of a long time ago, he said to the nation that he served as a prophet. He said, prepare to meet your God. Why will you die? Why will you be, destroyed? Why will you turn? Why will you not turn to the Lord Jesus and to be saved from your sin? And He said, I'm going to read this again. The ungodly are not so. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them. Sudden destruction, without warning, you know. I mean, without being aware of it. Though they've been warned in their unbelief, they rejected the Lord Jesus and the Word of God. But he said, you're not in darkness. You're not in spiritual ignorance. We are not. You know, that day should overtake us as a thief. Those of us who are saved are looking for it, aren't we? Amen. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. We're looking for him to deliver us out of this world of sin and sorrow. And we're going to be resurrected if we've fallen asleep. That is, if we've died. And our bodies have been laid to rest. And even though they may have, decayed and become dust, and that's what the Bible said will happen. You know, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Even though our bodies may have become dust, when the Lord Jesus Christ descends from heaven, those bodies will be resurrected. And our souls and our spirits will be reunited with our bodies. And we'll have glorified bodies then. It won't be bodies that are subject to COVID-19. You know, we'll have perfect bodies, and they'll be glorified, and we'll go to live with Jesus while the ceaseless ages of a never-ending eternity roll on and on and on. Now, we're not ignorant of that, are we? We're informed. We know because God has informed us. And he said, but the ungodly are not so. You know, they just live from day to day and without hope. If they die, they have no hope of heaven. The death of the wicked is one of the most sad occasions that can ever take place. You know, we mourn, you know, when our loved ones die, our mothers and our fathers and our grandparents and our brothers and our sisters, and though they may be saved and they may have that perfect hope within them, you know, that perfect knowledge, yet when they die, we grieve and we mourn. But you just think about those who die without God. You know, no hope. But it's too late to grieve. And it's too late to pray. It's too late. Nothing can change once death has occurred. Some people have been taught, you know, that when you die, if you haven't committed a mortal sin, you go into a place where, you know, people can pray you out of there, get you out of there. It isn't true. It isn't true. There are only two places, heaven or hell, and that's what the Bible teaches. And so we're pleading with you today, and I'm not going to apologize today for what I've said, because I believe I've told the truth. But I kind of digressed and left out some of my thoughts, and it may not have tied up, may not have hooked up like we'd like for it to. But I want you to know this and know it for sure. Those of us who are saved, we're going to heaven. And if you're not saved when you die, you're not going to heaven. And you're not going into an intermediate place where you will get prayed out of it. No, sir. You're going into a place of eternal destruction. A place where the Bible says the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. The worm dieth not. I wanted you to be aware of the time and the season in which we're living in. The time. This is a dangerous time. You know, All the signs around us point to the soon coming of the Lord Jesus. You know, I don't know when he's coming. I don't know. But I know he's coming. I know he's coming. I know I'm ready. What about you? Do you know you're ready? Are you ready? Should the Lord say, this is the day. If the Lord should say, time shall be no more. It's all over. What would be your eternal destination? Well, the Bible says this in 1 Timothy chapter, or 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And he proceeds to describe the perilous times. And it sounds like that he is reading from the latest publication of the newspaper. You know, the way the world is today. So I'm just saying, God has given warning, you know. And if you're wise, you know, you take heed. And take advantage of the season, you know. The time that God has given you to make peace with God and to seek Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I pray today that you'll do that. I ask God to bless the message. Will you bow your head with me just for a moment? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before you and my heart's heavy today because, Lord, there are people in our presence who are not prepared and ready for the great judgment day when the Lord Jesus will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel, and the saved of all the earth shall be gathered together around God's throne. And Lord, the unsaved of all the earth are going to be cast out into outer darkness where there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And Lord, it grieves our heart to think about our loved ones and our friends, Father, that have listened to the Word of God so many, many times, and yet they're unprepared. Oh God, I pray this morning, some way, somehow, that this simple message that I've tried to bring, Lord, will find lodging in their hearts. Oh God, I pray that godly sorrow was set up. That'll work repentance to salvation. Lord, so they'll have that knowledge in their own hearts that I'm saved by the grace of God. The blood of Jesus has washed my sins away, and I'm prepared and ready to go when the call will come. Oh, Lord, I prayed for our church. Lord, we're so thankful for it and forever member. Lord, it seems like these days are so difficult, Lord, for us. But God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will direct us and help us, Lord. Lord, keep us close to you. Lord, keep us close to each other. And, oh, God, hear our feeble prayers. Even though we don't know how to pray and what to pray for much of the time as we should. Oh God, especially with reference to the lost, I pray, Lord, that you'll hear our prayers in their regard. And Lord, that the Word of God would penetrate their hearts. And Lord, soften those hard hearts, Lord. And enable them to forsake their sins and to come to Jesus and to be saved. Lord, if there's somebody here today, or maybe somebody watching by Facebook, dear Lord, I'm so glad that you're in all places at all times. And Lord, wherever men and women are and feel the need to pray, they have the access to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that those that are touched by your word today will humble themselves and call on Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I pray that we'll hear from somebody, Lord, that made peace with God today. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Is there somebody here today? You feel the need. This is your season. This is the time God's provided for you in these evil times in which we live to make peace with God. Would you come to Jesus today? Would you come? I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Can you hear him calling today? Just let the still, small voice of God speak to your heart. Where he leads me, I will follow. I will with him all the way. Amen. God bless you. I want you to know I love you. I don't want you to miss heaven.